Spending a few minutes now with Cabrini University head baseball coach Nick Weisheipel. His team, in just its third year of existence as a program, 23-7, 9-1 in the Atlantic East Conference. And first of all, coach, congratulations on the success. I imagine this has been a lot of fun since day one here.
Yeah, it's certainly been a labor of love since day one, but we've been very fortunate to have the success that we have had in the short time window, but certainly enjoying the ride and not satisfied by any stretch of the imagination.
What has clicked this season, allowed you guys to put together the record you have?
I think the experience of guys who have come in. We have some starters who have been with us from day one, and then we've done a really good job, our entire coaching staff, of recruiting the right type of guys to not only fit our style of play, but the makeup and the character and integrity that we expect from our players, that has really gelled and allowed us to have this type of success so quickly.
Now, this is the third season of the program, your third season as head coach. If I'm talking to you when you first get the job and you're kind of laying out your vision for building this program from scratch, are you kind of looking at year three as the year that maybe you guys really break through?
Yeah, I think from day one, we've always had a plan, and I think that's a big part of our success, is we weren't just throwing things at the wall and hoping that they stuck. From day one, my vision was intact, and obviously it can adjust a little bit here and there as needed, but we've had a plan from day one on how we were going to do it and the type of people we needed to do it. So, year three was certainly within the realm of expectations for being successful at this point.
When you're starting a program from the beginning, what's the most difficult part? I mean, obviously you got to find talent, and I think that's probably maybe a separate portion of it is the recruiting. But, with all the logistics and everything that has to go in that I think a lot of people maybe take for granted, what was the most difficult part?
I would say demonstrating value of something that didn't exist. Letting guys know that they're coming in to be the first of everything, and there may be some bumps along the way, but the opportunity to be trailblazers in a new venture as we are here at Cabrini Baseball was appealing to a lot of our players, and that's what we used as the big selling point. Obviously, if you come to Cabrini and see the resources that we have around us, that certainly helps the situation. But for players coming into an opportunity where nothing existed before them, that can be daunting to some folks and exciting to others. And we were fortunate enough to get enough guys that were excited about that opportunity to be trailblazers, to really get us off the ground in a in a first class manner, and to get us to where we are now.
For people that aren't familiar, who are some of the kids really leading the way this season?
We have a few guys that have been starters since the first year. Sean Stackhouse, in our first year, started in center field for us. Now he is our starting left fielder. He's a local player from Council Rock South High School. Joe Aridi has been our starting second baseman from day one. He's from Paul VI High School over in New Jersey. And then Tyler Norris, our starting right fielder, he's one of our two seniors that we have this year, was a transfer from Drew University, came from Wildwood Catholic High School down in South Jersey. Those were a few of the trailblazers that came in and really made an impact right away and are still making an impact now. It's very rare for a brand new program to have guys come in and still be starters from that first year, because usually the level of talent elevates pretty quickly and maybe some guys get lost in the mix, but those guys have really sustained and been cornerstones for what we are as a program. And then you add into that a guy like Mac McKisson, who's a sophomore this year as our center fielder, was a conference rookie of the year last year, first team all conference, really is an absolute dynamo defensively and has led us on the offensive charge for 2 years straight. He's really been a big piece of who we are. And then we've been really fortunate to have some guys come in that maybe platooned a little bit in years past that have solidified their position. Steve Priest has found his way into the starting job as a shortstop. And then we've done really well with our recruiting to find guys at the junior college level to come in and really give us a boost with experience and know-how on the junior college level to come in and really give us some stability at some other positions. So, we've been really fortunate with the guys that we have, and we've got a good mix at all class levels, so we're not having a mass exodus every year and trying to refill. We've done a good job of bringing guys in that can, help us sustain this and not take a huge hit from graduation. So those guys I mentioned earlier have been a big part of our success, but, it's really been a team effort because we've had a lot of guys come in and out of the lineup and produce for us. So it's, next man up mentality. If somebody's not clicking, we don't hesitate to move to the next guy to give an opportunity because we have some really solid depth.
And you mentioned those guys that have been starters from the beginning. I would imagine that really helps when it comes to a leadership standpoint for a young program, because you've got kids there that can really kind of take ownership of a team and a program like few can, because there are very few kids that can say, I've been here since the beginning.
Absolutely. I'm really proud of who they are and how they conduct themselves. They're great students. They're first-class kids. And it's gotten to the point now where more or less, I can throw them the keys to the car and say, take it and you're good to go. They know the expectations of, practice protocols and game day protocols and all that stuff. So the policing of anything, from day-to-day operations and things like that is really done internally and peer-to-peer. And I think that really carries a lot of weight, because as a head coach, you're the guy that always has to, uphold the rules and make sure guys are doing the right things. And that can get lost on guys maybe a little bit eventually when the coach is always harping on them. But when it's your teammate and your buddy making sure you're doing the things the right way, that really carries a lot of weight. And that peer pressure has really, really solidified who we are, because that sets up the guys who are the youngsters now to take the reins once these older guys move on, because it's just the way that we do things.
And final question, how much pride is there for you in what you've been able to do in the 3 years? And I know a lot of people are involved in the players and stuff like that, but there are a lot of ways for a new program to go sideways, whether it's lack of talent, whether it is kids coming in and out of the program, stuff like that, not tasting success. How much pride do you have that you've gotten to this point this quickly?
First and foremost, yes, I'm proud of the wins, but I'm more proud of how we've done it. We have a GPA as our team over 3.0. Our guys are active in the community. We have amazing assistant coaches who are fully invested in who we are and how we do things and really beat the drum for Cabrini. It is definitely not a me thing. It is a we thing. I mean, there's just an outstanding collective effort to get us where we are, and that's what I'm most proud of. I think without that type of effort, the wins wouldn't exist. So the process is what has produced the product.